We're going to go to Rhonda in Berlin, New Jersey, listening on WFIL. Rhonda, how are you doing today?
Hi. I'm thankful to Matt. Matt encouraged me to call in because I suffer from fear and anxiety like his wife. And I've been very fearful to call into your show.
Well, that makes sense.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah. You encouraged me.
Oh, right. Man. Huge shout out to Matt. So what's going on and how can we help you?
I'll try and be brief. So my whole life I've suffered from anxiety, depression, fear. In my teens, I was very suicidal.
Oh, wow.
I noticed that late in my I'm a little older now, and I do feel the suicidal feeling that comes on off now and then. I do see a doctor, I do see a therapist. The therapist, I don't know. It's just chit chat. She hasn't really been able to help me. No one's ever been able to help me. My doctor prescribes medication. That's his way of helping me, but I am very sensitive, and so without meds, I'm so fearful.
Rhonda, let me jump in here.
Yeah.
Suicidal since you're a teenager. Tell me about the pain you were carrying early on.
So I was abused as a child. Mm-hmm. Was homeless for a while.
Oh, my goodness.
Rhonda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I never felt safe. I mean, but now I'm married and everything's, you know, not perfect, but it's good. And my husband doesn't understand why I don't feel safe, but I don't. I never feel safe.
I never
feel at rest.
That's the key there. I never feel safe.
Yeah.
So that feeling is always trying to look for a reason.
But I'm a Christian. You know, I go to church. I serve the Lord. I pray. I seek God.
Yes.
And yet, there's a deadness now to it all. It's just a deadness. And I don't know if I've been forsaken. I don't know if God just is like feels like I'm just worthless.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Rhonda, let me give you a quick thing, and then I want to hand this over to Alice. Is that, you know, we see in the gospel, especially of Luke, how much Jesus comes with healing. I mean, it's just such a dominant theme. And part of what our Christian walk is taking those hurt and damaged and ruptures part of us and getting them into healing processes. And so I want to encourage that there's, I think that there's more out there for you. So Alice, where does Rhonda go from here?
Rhonda, you have some vows and rules and beliefs that are cemented into your brain and your soul because
good.
Of all of the nightmare that you have lived through for such a long time. The kind of therapy that I want to recommend for you is called eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, because it helps to rewire some of those, what we call maladaptive beliefs, into truer statements. Things like, I can find good help. I can find people who will love me and value me. And I can now evaluate safety. I can figure out if a situation is safe or unsafe. I can learn how to do that. Those are all statements with hope and with a belief that things can get better. You can't believe that yet, but this EMDR therapy is a really good way to get into those subconscious, deeply held vows and to update them with what is now true today and what can become true. We have a network of counselors throughout the United States, great therapists in New Jersey, and we can connect you with a clinician who does know how to go deep at the right pace, not too quickly, but at the right pace that you can tolerate.
Okay, that would be really good. Yeah, I definitely need something.
Yeah.
Well, I want to celebrate you calling today, Rhonda. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that you decided to do that, how do you feel, the fact that you're talking to us about this, how do you feel right now?
I don't know. I just feel, I'm just hoping that there is help. I'm just hoping. It's just,
I love hope. I think that's a great response, Rhonda, and the fact that you were willing to do that, that you were willing to make the call. And Alice is right. You need a trauma specialist, and it's going to take some time. But, boy, with good help, it makes such a difference in the lives. You know, we have a devotional, 100 Days of Freedom from Fear and Anxiety, and I think that would be a great gift to send to Rhonda.
That's a great reminder. Let's do that. Let's send her that devotional.
Do you think that I can ever get off of medication?
I don't know the answer to that right now, but I do think that what is needing to be medicated can definitely be relieved.
And, you know, Rhonda, I don't know if you want that to be the goal. I think you want to be open to what is my life experience going to be when I reduce the fear that I feel alive. I don't feel dead inside. And I have a narrative like what Alice was talking about. You don't have those vows that you're living by that are not true truth. And all of these things are better goals than can I get off medication?